Last week, I talked about one of the long-standing parliamentary traditions, electing a speaker, the first order of business for every new parliament. Another important tradition follows closely, a speech from the throne. Since no parliamentary business can proceed before the throne speech is delivered, the speech marks the official opening of each new session of parliament, whether or not a general election precedes it. On June the 2nd, the throne speech accomplished its traditional purpose, to discuss the condition of our country and explain to Canadians the government's goals and intentions and how it plans to achieve the mandate given it by Canadians. Though written by the current leader of government, each throne speech is read by Canada's Governor General, currently David Johnston, as the representative of the Queen. As outlined in the speech, our government will continue furthering its agenda towards stable and steady growth. In the past 2 years of global crisis, that stability has made Canada an inspiring model for others. Our majority government is now in a better position to provide the steady hand needed for even greater recovery from the global recession. Our next parliamentary session will see us progressing on our top five agenda items. Many industrious Canadians remain concerned about their jobs and their children's future. While we have been steadily laying a strong foundation for long-term economic growth, our resolve to create jobs through training, trade, and low taxes remain a priority. Families are Canada's backbone, yet many are facing unsettling financial pressures. We plan to proceed with our family tax cut and the provision of more support for seniors and caregivers. This will strengthen and support Canadian families in their tasks of protecting and nurturing each other. Our determination to control spending and cut waste will enable us to fulfill our goal of eliminating the deficit and returning to balanced budgets within the next few years. A secure Canada is vital to all that concerns our country's national growth and health. Our government will proceed with its next steps towards securing our borders and keeping our cities and communities safe. Standing on guard for Canada also means we will continue investing in the development of Canada's North, cracking down on human smuggling, and strengthening our armed forces. Canada's outlook is positive. Statistics Canada reports that our economy grew at twice the rate of our nearest neighbor in the first part of this year. It's the fastest growth rate in recent history. With the throne speech and a solid vote of confidence behind us, our government will move forward quickly and efficiently to improve the overall well-being of Canada and Canadians. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.